الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، ولنعرف كما ترسمي كثنة تلباهتي ساتس، ولنا شمس العالم يجيه يبدأ ساتس. Every year, due to COVID, he wasn't here for 1 or 2 years. So, Imanana is running a very good madrasa, 700 students, and very, very good. So, and to take part in any good cause is very the opportunity for us. So, anyone who wishes to perhaps take part in it can donate towards madrasa, zakat, lilla, anything. Inshallah, it's a very good cause. And our whatever we contribute, we will be getting the return. We can open up our accounts in different places. We all like to make investments in different investments, and we hope for the returns. So these are the greatest investments we can make. There so many students will be learning Hibs, Alim course, Tal Bukhari Sharif, etc. Or with a khasus, eh? Shobai Qiraat, etc. And we're far away in Bangladesh, and our incomes, our dividends will be coming. Our profits we will get, and they will be forever and ever in the Akhirah. Yeah, whatever we keep for ourselves, we use it up perhaps so many times for useless things. And sometimes we leave it behind, and the inheritors fight about it, and we don't get it. If we send it for our akhirat, it will be a great, great means for us to earn great position. And whatever all those students will be learning, we will get our share. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. We were discussing about adhan, and one other aspect of adhan, one is when we listen to the adhan. Another aspect is the giving of adhan. That also should be, that is also very important. And all of us as males, from time to time, we are on safar, etc., at places we do give adhan. So we should also learn to give adhan correctly. That is very important. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar Ruhak Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to stress very much on this. And he should say, at least let us get our adhan according to sunnah. Hazrat used to say, according to calculations of our time, we build a masjid of 10 million rand, and then we keep a muadzin of 1,000 rand. In other words, like common saying, you pay peanuts, you'll get monkeys to work for you. So we take cheap, somebody who is cheap, we build beautiful masjid, but we just keep a person who doesn't give adhan also. And we don't even listen to the person when he gives adhan when we employ him. So adhan should be given also, and it should be correct. Maulana Abrar Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to be so particular that even the adhans of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, which are also unfortunately not according to sunnah, and there is a department there at both the harams. If anyone got any suggestion, he can put his suggestion. So Maulana should write to them and tell them the adhans are not according to sunnah. In fact, one time Maulana mentioned, after I wrote, the next 5 adhans were according to sunnah, but after that, unfortunately, they just went back again to their old way. So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, in Madras, in India, a lady, Hindu lady, accepted Islam. But when she heard the adhan from the masjid, the way that adhan was given, she went back again. She became murtad again. She said, what kind of a call is this? So adhan should be called out correctly, beautifully. It's a shiar, it's a signpost of Islam. And also, if we all respect adhan, we reply to it, Allah will keep the adhans alive. And if we don't respect it, like if you call somebody, a few times you call, he doesn't respond, then you stop calling him. So may Allah save us. Then the adhan gets stopped. The adhan gets closed. It's not the other people. It is our doing that Allah Ta'ala says, people don't want to hear the adhan. So then Allah makes it, the system of this world is that Allah will use somebody. And then they will complain, etc. Then court cases take place. The same thing with our masajid. if we frequent our masajid, in the 1950s, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, they were in Jamaat, he was doing his 1 year in Jamaat in the Arab countries. They reached Baytul Muqaddas, Masjid al-Aqsa, quite late at night. They made their wudu, Isha, they slept away. Fajr, they got up and they got prepared and got ready for Fajr. The Muazzin came, he gave Adhan. Then they were waiting, then he saw that no Imam came, not one Musalli came. When they looked around, the Muazzin also was missing. There was nobody. Now when the sun was close to rising, they said, we'll have to make our own namaz. They made their own namaz. After that Zuhr time came, they asked the Muazzin, we came again, he gave Adhan. They asked him that, what happened? Fajr time you gave Adhan and no one came, no Imam, no Musalli. You also were missing. The answer he gave is not something to laugh about, but to cry tears of blood. He said that, I'm paid to give Adhan, I'm not paid to make namaz. And then Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib at that time in the 1950s said, this masjid cannot stay in the hands of the Muslims. And now the Jews have taken it over. It is our own doings. We don't frequent the masjid. We just keep it like a white elephant. Alhamdulillah, people are coming. The Jamaat takes place. But how many are supposed to be here? Once I gave a talk of this type in London, and then one youngster came to me and he told me that I live in a Jewish neighborhood. And every year I go back to my home country, India or Pakistan, I can't remember. And when I come back, my Jewish neighbor, he comes and he asks me how many people are coming for Fajr namaz. So I told him, the second, third year, I asked him, why are you asking me the same question every year? So he says, and just similar type of incident, Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali encountered also with a Jewish priest in the plane and other people also. So it seems it's a common talk amongst the Jews. He said that when you open masjid, how they get full for Fajr, for Jummah. When the Fajr also they get so full, we won't fight you people. He said at the moment, it is a fight between us and you. And Allah's help is not with us, Allah's help is not with you also. Your masjids are empty. And now it is a time what will decide between us, who has got more material power, military power, etc. Who has got more control, and we have got more. So we will control you. But the day your masjids get full for Fajr, how they get for Fajr, how they get full for Jummah, we will stop fighting you. We will throw in the towel. We will know Allah's help is with you, and we know we can't fight Allah. So it is for us that the Adhan, the masjid, we respect the Adhan, reply, respond, make the masajid abad. And the abadi of the masjid is not really only the five times namaz, but all the time. The masjid, Maulana Saeed Palanpur, Maulana Ahmed Saeed of Medina Sharif, Saeed Khan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali used to say that when we brought the dunya in the masajid, now we have to lock the masajid also, that people will come and steal here in the masjid. We have all the mic system, the amplifier, many places, the chandeliers, and all the things of dunya, fans, etc. Now we have to lock it. Whereas if the masjids were abad, there was no need to lock it. If 24 hours, for example, at Fajr time, we get a good jamaat, and many people, especially our jamaat brothers, make their morning fikr. So till Ishraq, the masjid, they are people. If from Ishraq till about 10 o'clock, if two brothers, we make a roster in a month, depending how many people there are in the community, maybe in 2 months, in 3 months, in 6 months, a turn will come. And they spend once in 2 months, 3 months, between Ishraq and 10 o'clock in the masjid, making the ibadat, whatever. And from 10 o'clock till Zohar, another two brothers. And from Zohar to Asr, another two brothers. From Asr, many people are free. Many people can stay in the masjid till Maghrib. others stayed between Maghrib and Isha. After Isha, two brothers in 2 months, 1 month, 3 months, they make i'tikaf in the masjid. So the masjid will be occupied 24 hours. And so many times it happens, masjids are locked. Some travelers who are passing by, they want to come in, they want to even use the toilet, and then they want to make namaz. But masjid is locked. And in some places there is a phone number you can phone. When you phone, the phone just rings. Nobody replies. So if the masjid is abad, all the time there is somebody. So anyway, with regard to adhan, the adhan, which is a shiar of Islam, it must be given out beautifully. And it should be given correctly also. It shouldn't be given wrongly. Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, is to give this beautiful example by which every person can understand, when no matter how much of musical tone we have in the adhan, how wrong it is. The Maulana says, if somebody's name is, for example, Ismail, and when you call him, you tell him, Ismail, he'll get very offended, you're making fun out of me. How you taking my name? So Allah's name we take like that in the adhan. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Like this. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, used to explain two wrongs which are in there. One is the pulling of it so long, and the other is going this up and down. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Up and down. That is also wrong, and the pulling of it so long also. So is the adhan, and this is the problem with the adhan of the Haramain, Makkah Sharif, and they pull it very long. So the adhan should be given, and it should be given correctly. Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, whenever anyone goes for tarbiyat by him, or just joins him, even like on Safar, whenever he gets a chance, he says, give adhan, let us see. Or he'll ask one of his, who is with him and who knows, that give the adhan and teach how the adhan must be given correctly. And many times, Maulana himself used to give adhan. Adhan is so valuable. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh, what a great faqih, jurist. Whenever he should go on safar with his friend, imamat he should avoid. But adhan, he should go forward. He should be very keen to give adhan. The virtues of the muazzins on the day of Qiyamah is also very, very great. And how fortunate are those people, mashallah, they are those people who, as they reached a certain age, whatever, they retired, they became muazzins voluntarily. And they don't charge anything. And the work is just to give adhan. It's a very great ibadah. Normally we regard it, also what work is designated, like we're paying people 1,000, 2,000 rand to give adhan. So it's like a low class job. So we regard the person who is doing that job also as low class. Whereas the adhan is the one of the greatest jobs. Very, very honorable thing. But because we're designating it to such people that we don't have value in our eyes. So we regard the adhan also like valueless. But the adhan is very, very great. We should be very, very keen to be giving adhan and giving it correctly. One of the duties of the mutawallis is that they see that the correct muazzin they keep, and they make intizam. If his adhans are not correct, they make arrangement that he gives the correct adhan. Also, the dressing of the muazzin is also very necessary. He mustn't dress like a fasik, a fajir, trousers below the ankles, or not dressed properly, etc., or habitually giving adhan without wudu. Sometimes he got late fajr, it was a time he gave adhan, but how many? Habitually. After that, the muazzin feels, what I'm going to do between adhan and namaz now? I got no other work to do, so I'll make my wudu afterwards. So he's giving adhan without wudu, and a habit, it's a habit that he has formed. That is also incorrect. His clothing also, he must be dressed correctly also. And adhan is a very, very prestigious work and position it holds in Islam. So the Adhan, Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib should explain, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Should say it, and loudly, clearly, and Adhan also shouldn't be muffled also. It should be said very clearly. Many times the Muazzin, you don't know what words he's saying. Whether is at the beginning of the Adhan or whether at the end, especially with Hayya ala Salah and Hayya ala Falah. You don't know what he said also. It must be said very, very clearly. And then repeat it again, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. A little bit of pulling, not too much. And then, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Properly, now this I'm just saying like this, but when giving the Adhan, and a person has got his breath properly, and that person also should give Adhan, who's got a proper breath, mustn't break up in between. So stretch it, and the best Adhan is about 3 minutes. That is a good Adhan. If it's less than that, some Muazzins give very fast also. And like Iqama, like Tabbir they are giving. Just like some people, we go in Jamaat, they give a Elan like a Bayan. In the Elan, they make the whole Bayan already. So Elan must be Elan. And the Bayan mustn't be so short also, that you didn't even hear. Or the Elan also, many times it happens, the person gives the Elan, and nobody even know what he spoke. You don't know what he said also. So Elan must be said also clearly, and you are giving a message, so give the message clearly. And even in Jamaat work, the Elan is a very important thing. And that is the starting point where you are crossing to the people, meeting the people. The first thing is your Elan you're going to make. And if that comes through as not correctly, already you're putting a negative impression of the Jamaat. But if you spoke clearly, you don't make a long bayan in the Elan, and neither is it you just mumbled a few words and you sat down. We do understand, usually Elan will be given to the new workers, and they're not used to it, and they are nervous. So that also is understood, but we should train this brother. A good Amir is he will not just give a new brother the Elan also, after the end, train him first, and explain that him how the other Elan must be given. So Adhan also is an announcement. It must be clear what the announcement is. So, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah twice, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And in this, what particularly we should take note, we shouldn't be stretching it too long, and especially this wave system, going up and down, that should not be in there. And then, Hayya ala salah, and the hands, the four fingers should be in the ears. And that is also not just it is a sunnat also, but when you close your ears, because you're going to call out loudly, so it will be having an effect on you, so you close your ears, so that you can say it now more loudly. When you are giving now, Hayya ala salah, your chest must not turn from the Qibla. That must stay towards the Qibla. And then the head must turn. Hayya ala salah. And you will finish here by the shoulder. And then you bring your head back again. And again, Hayya ala salah. And that also, again, very important. Many times with the salah, that's very common also. And that is totally wrong. And at the beginning of our great ibadat of namaz, we start with the adhan, and we start with it so wrongly. And very sadly, Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib was very particular about Amr bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar also. He says the imam doesn't take any objection to it. Good musallis, ulama, pious people, we just accept the adhan. For years and years in our masjid, the adhan is going on wrongly, and nobody says anything about it. Nobody even has any reservation in his heart. It's adhan. It's a don't care attitude. If somebody is advertising for our shop, and they do wrong things, they advertise it wrongly, immediately we will take offense. That how can you do this? Somebody talks bad about our house matters, family matters. They tell other people, we won't tolerate it. For this, the Allah Adhan, the house of Allah, and the call to namaz, the greatest thing in our deen, after our iman. And this, we just, nobody, like we, not interested also. So we can see what is our relationship with deen. And of course, I'm speaking of those of us who are with deen, who are associated, not those people who are far away, who got nothing to do with the masjid, who are not coming. This is our condition. Then how can we expect the help of Allah to come? All these things, and especially the mutawallis, the ulama, the imams, they have to be concerned. Many times the mutawallis are not learned people, they are not ulama. They don't know also, especially the imam and the alims in the area, they must make a point of this. And how long will it take to train one muazzin so that he gives his azan correctly? So then the head should be turned to the right and then to the left. And then Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. And then after the adhan, then the dua should be read. The muazzin himself also must read the dua. And everyone else also, the dua is very, very important. And then the iqama should be given. Like the adhan also, with the additional words, قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةِ. And the iqama should be given in this way, in adhan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The two words are said in one breath. And Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar in one breath. In iqama, they must be said in one breath. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And the rules of tajweed. And our Shaykh, Allah reward him very, very greatly, his immense, immense favors upon us. Many times he should let us do the imam, adhan, namaz also practically, and adhan also. Mawlana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, like for example, had meals finished after Zohar, and there is some little time, then he should tell somebody, make the ruku, let me see if you are doing the ruku correctly. Tell somebody else, lift your hands for namaz. Let me see if you are doing it correctly. Like that, they taught us, alhamdulillah, Allah give them jazai khair, though we could not learn as we had to, but they taught deen practically like that. So even for adhan, so even the takbir, Hadrat should say, so when giving the jeez, so the two, so what we have learned is from our Shaykh mainly, and he quotes mainly Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali and Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali in his commentary of Mishkat Sharif, where he explains all these masalas. So there it is explained that the rules of tajweed will not apply in the adhan and in the iqama. Like the rules of tajweed are, when you say, when you join Allahu Akbar, then it is Allahu Akbaru, Allahu Akbaru. But those rules won't apply here. You will make jazm. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar in one breath. If you break your breath, then it is jazm. If you don't break your breath, you must pronounce the harkat, the zabar, the pesh, zabar, zair, whatever it is. But in adhan, it does, in takbir also, the rules of tajweed do not apply here. Then, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, in one breath also. And again, the rule, not ashadu an la ilaha illallah, we don't pronounce the harkat. We make it a jazm, but we join it. Ashadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah, I'm breaking my breath, but it must not be broken. Ashadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah, ashadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah, it must be said in one breath. And the breath must not be broken in between. And then hayya ala salah, which many, many of us, even good ulama, for that reason we cannot thank our Shaykh enough. He taught us, and with the proper references also. Hayya ala salah, normally all of us say, hayya ala salah, hayya ala, iqama, we don't turn the head. We all just say, hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, both in one breath we must say. And not Hayya al-Salati, Hayya al-Salah. We don't pronounce it, we make it a jazm, though we are not breaking, the breath. So that must be said, your head should turn to the right when in Iqama, Hayya al-Salah, Hayya al-Salah, the two on this side. You don't bring your head by Adhan, you'll bring your head back again. But in Adhan Takbir, your head won't. Both you say this way, Hayya al-Salah, Hayya al-Salah, and then from this side, Hayya al-Falah, Hayya al-Falah, in that way. Then, Qad qamati salah, to no. Though, according to Tajweed rules, it should be Qad qamati salah, to Qad qamati salah. But Qad qamati salah, Qad qamati salah, in that way. And then, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So, Adhan also should be given properly, and Takbir also. And if we ever meet any of the students particularly who studied in Hardoi, now they are ulama, big ulama, but ask them, because this was very much stressed in Hardoi by Maulana Abrar al-Haqsa, and we should learn from them and give our adhan and our takbir properly. And then the dua after adhan is also equally important. As it comes in the hadith, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should explain, ثُمَّ صَلُّ عَلَيَّ. Then, Thumma, the word thumma in Arabic, litaraqi, for a delayed action. Like when in Adhan it was said, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, every mu'min by nature will want to say, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there it is, you shouldn't say it there. So it is said, thumma, you wanted to say, don't say it. Now say it. Now is the time. After the Adhan is completed, now read your Durood Sharif. And then you ask Allah Ta'ala for wasila for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The dua that we read, Allahumma Rabba hadihi da'wati tamma wa salati al-qa'ima ati Muhammadanil wasila wal-fadila and no darajatil ula, darajatil rafi'a. That is not in the dua. Though the meaning is 100% correct, but it is not in this dua, and this also we see from where we learn that our akabir, how they were particular of the sunnah. So whether it was anything else what we see in their lives, whether it was the slit kurta, for example, they were so particular of sunnah that they would not turn away. From there we determine and understand that their tariqah is the sunnah tariqah. Just like many ahadith which are called mawquf, that is the fail of a sahabi. But it's 100% established a sahabi would not do anything but what he saw Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing. So he did not say, I saw, he does it, and it is referred as Nabi, the Sahabi did this. But be sure it is from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They wouldn't, their namaz, anything of this, not one thing, they will want to move one bit from the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this we saw in our akabir also, in small, what we will call small things. Today, unfortunately, matters of deen, the smallest is very big, but we regard them as small. And the waste and stupid things of this dunya, that is very important for us. That we can't miss out at all. And deen, we can just trade it in, just leave it out, it doesn't matter to us. So it just depends which side you are on, that what you give importance to. How many people with this World Cup, it is their life. And whereas in fact it is your how terrible this all frivolous, wasteful things, unnecessary thing, how terrible, but how many people are giving so much. And those same people, for one Jummah namaz, for one namaz, for tilawat, no time to make tilawat, no time to make zikr, and we find fault with zikr, and the zikr in Auzubillah is a bidat. Durood Sharif, to read Durood Sharif is a bidah. We'll find fault with that. So to do things correctly, and to the small things, not to regard them as small. Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, the smallest good deed, neki, is enough to take you to Jannat. And the smallest guna, it's a small guna, and you think it is small, but it is enough to take you to Jahannam. So no guna is too small, no good deed is too small. They are all extremely valuable. So Allah give us tawfiq, our adhan, our iqamah, that we realize the value of it and the great goodness that is in it. And it is for the whole place, the whole area where that masjid is and that neighborhood of that masjid. Adhan is a very great thing. And it is the shiar, it's the sign that this is Islamic land. If we do it properly, Allah will make Islamic rule and reign to come in that place. If we give our adhans properly, just as we know. So Allah give us tawfiq inshallah to appreciate this great ibadah, to do it correctly. To do it correctly, like it was in the time of apartheid government. We all knew that you enter any town, especially country town, as you enter, you will see that there would be four churches on the, just as you, the crossroads, every end, big buildings, and big sprawling gardens also, and there, what do you call that? Not minara, what? Tower, like whatever. And usually with a watch on top also, and the church bell there on top. That was a way to announce that this is Christian land. At that time, and with the apartheid government, masjids were not given permission, and especially in, like in Mozambique, with the communist rule, the masjids were never allowed that they can have a public faith. It must be somewhere at the back, and it mustn't have any sign of a masjid. So in other words, we are pushed in the backyard. But now, alhamdulillah, we see our masjid on the freeways. We see the minaras everywhere. And this is a sign from Allah's side that if we will maintain this, this will become Muslim land. That is a sign that these masajid which are there, the minaras which are there, if we will play our part, the adhans are given properly. And then the masjid, we all go to the masjid. If all the people see that adhan went, and they just think people now going to the masjid, and they in fact don't want to have anything to do with anyone now. Now I'm going masjid, nothing now. I don't answer my call. And if Allah give the topic, middle of the call, you tell the person sorry, and you put the phone down. And if a person has that fervor of iman, even without saying sorry, Allah's caller has called now. Now you won't worry of anyone. Today all this courtesy for non-believers also. We must have courtesy. Allah can be left one side. Doesn't matter. It's just a matter of priorities. Which side we putting our priorities. If Allah is your priority in your life, now you won't worry of anyone. It's Allah's call, Allah's command. And you have to respond to Allah. Then Allah will look after us. If we keep Allah right back, and we have more importance for politicians and for some kafir who died, no matter how great he seems in this dunya, but without iman, he has got no value whatsoever. So if we give preference to them over a deen and over Allah, then Allah's treatment with us also is like that. And then we want to solve the problems again with more wrong things. When you go on the wrong road, there aren't the right solutions on the wrong road. On the wrong road are all the wrong solutions. And they're not solutions also. They'll cause you all the time problems. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that these adhan and masajid and the important role it plays. And when adhan goes also, the whole alim-e-ghayb, the unseen system, a great change comes in it. Now adhan is being called. The malaika descend on that place. There are malaika present in the masajid. More malaika. Shaitan runs from there. And the way he runs, wind goes out also from him. Because the way he's running. So this whole system. And Allah, how much iman we have in yaqeen, we will be seeing this happening. That this is happening now. This whole system of Allah. And Allah's full attention now is to that place. And so we also, we should be going now to the masjid. There should be nothing else but going to the masjid now. And then we do our namaz. And the more we will look after namaz, our businesses will not be neglected. Allah will give much more barakat in them. And our income, our rosy, the pots on the stove of the ladies, everything Allah will look after it much more if we will fulfill His commandment. And His promise is that you look after your namaz, I will look after all your dunya's affairs. You look when you're in the masjid, you be in the masjid. And I will look after all your affairs outside the masjid. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah. Bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma.